We're now standing at the heart of Fed Square in the square. Fed Square is the gateway to the broader arts precinct. You often also pass through it on the way to the sports precinct, to the MCG or the tennis. And what I really love about Fed Square is it seems to bring together all of Melbourne's passions, arts, sport, and also culture. So it's one of my favourite places in the city. And we've just walked into the square from the river. We've walked past this stunning Edge Theatre and the atrium, where you can see the wonderful design and quality of this incredible ensemble of buildings that make up Fed Square. There's a fantastic array of organisations that are housed here, the NGV, ACME, the Koori Heritage Trust, and it's really wonderful to see how they all come together. So Fed Square was the result of an international design competition, and it was designed by Lab Architecture Studio in partnership with Bates Smart to commemorate the centenary of Federation. It opened in 2002, and you'll note that this is a little late, as Federation was in 1901. But as always, architectural projects seem to run a little bit over. And Fed Square, you know, was quite an interesting build because it's such an intricate set of buildings. Federation Square is associated with a style of architecture that we know loosely as deconstructivist architecture. This style of architecture is resonant with that of the Russian constructivist architecture of the 1920s and 30s. Russian constructivism is characterized by use of dynamic sculptural forms, conveying movement and aspiration. And it was a reaction and response to the order of classical architecture and sought to move beyond it and to embody the spirit of revolution. So deconstructivist architecture similarly sought to break the rules in terms of both, I suppose, form and also concept and the way we're thinking about architecture at the time. And many of the architects that are linked to deconstruction were interested in French philosophy, which was a bit complex, but it was quite interesting. And the underlying structure of language. So the French philosophers were interested in the underlying structure of spoken and written language. And the architects were interested in the underlying structure of like architectural language. So how we put a building together, how we, I suppose, line up structure or don't line up structure in the case of deconstructivism, you know, how we place a facade in a rhythm. Or not, as in the case of Fed Square. The architecture of Fed Square was inspired by fractal geometry, and you can see this in the forms, facades, and planning of the square. So it's not at all rectilinear, but rather dynamic and asymmetric, as we can see in the fragmentation of the geometry, the planning, and the materials. It's the coming together of different forms and identities and materials to make a whole, reflecting the idea of federation. And it's also a little bit of an exploration of architecture as landform. It's very different from the orthogonal planning of the city grid, and that was quite purposeful on the sides of the architects. And we can see it in the undulating terrain of the square itself, which is built over the railway tracks, and in the spaces between the buildings as you move down to the river, they feel like canyons. And they have this lovely quality and sound to them as you move through them. It's a really rare built example of deconstructivist architecture. What we can really see here is that the economic climate at the time was a bit dire, and not many examples of deconstructivist architecture were built at this point in time. And also, architects were really then invested in what they call paper architecture. So if you actually look back at the competition entries for Federation Square, you can see an incredible array of really, really, really well-known architects who put in proposals for this competition. What I really love about Fed Square as well is that it's an international benchmark for contemporary town square. If we think about a traditional town square, a Western ideal of town square, which is often European, we often have a town square anchored by a cathedral and a town hall and a marketplace. So we have governance, religion, and commerce coming together. Here at Fed Square, we have cultural institutions coming together to form the civic heart of Melbourne. What's really interesting about Fed Square is it was listed on the Victorian Heritage Register in 2019, and it's the youngest building in Australia to be recognised in this way. And it wasn't only recognised for its aesthetic qualities, it's obviously incredibly beautiful, but it was also registered for its social significance, its significance to the state of Victoria, and also for its innovative structural and ESD features. So underneath us now, we have the Labyrinth. It's a passive cooling system. It's 1.2 kilometres of interlocking honeycombed walls, it runs under the square, and it keeps the atrium cooler in the summer and warmer in the winter. So Fed Square is the answer to Melbourne's long search for a town square. And we're here with Katrina Sedgwick. She's the director and CEO of the Melbourne Arts Precinct, or MAPCO, to talk more about the role of Fed Square within the precinct. Welcome, Katrina.
Hello, Tanya. Great to be here.
Lovely.
Yeah, Fed Square was, as you say, the kind of answer to a long yearned for town square. I mean, Melbourne is such a kind of design city in the grid, but they kind of miss that crucial part where people kind of gather together, express their diverse cultures, celebrate, commemorate, mourn, protest, share in joy, share in sadness, all of those sort of important things that are central to a sort of democratic, wonderful city such as Melbourne. So Centenary Federation in 2001 provided the kind of opportunity for this piece of land that is here. It's obviously on Wurundjeri land, where it's been continuously occupied and had culture expressed for over 60,000 years. It's at the busiest intersection in the city of Melbourne, adjacent to the Fidder Street station. It's adjacent to the Birrarung and the Yarra River. And it really is a kind of central, almost kind of fulcrum within the city in terms of its adjacency to a number of precincts. So when the brief came out for the competition, what kind of underpinned it was a really important document, which was its civic and cultural charter. And that really has guided the function of the square ever since. And it expresses that whilst the square has to have a whole commercial element to run itself, maintain it, program it, it also needs to be a place for the expression of civic ideas and of arts and culture. So from its very foundation, it has had arts and culture embedded in its fabric with two foundational tenants being the Ian Potter Centre, NGV Australia, which is NGV's arm of Australian art, and also ACME, the Australian Centre for the Moving Image. But then it was joined by the Koorie Heritage Trust in 2015. So there's three really crucial and unique cultural centres that, if you like, are the centrepiece of programming. But around that, the main square and the spaces in and between are activated by us, the Melbourne Arts Precinct Corporation, which run Fed Square, in partnership with many, many arts and community organisations. And there are festivals, arts events, commissions, installations, community gatherings, concerts, film screenings, all year round that support the kind of DNA of this place, along with the many restaurants and F&B. And I suppose we think about Fed Square also as the gateway to the arts precinct, which of course spreads across the river and down into South Bank. And we'll talk about that a little bit more later.
Absolutely. And what's your favourite part of the square? Can you have a favourite? I'm not sure.
Well, I think my favourite part of the square probably is the charter itself. It's its requirement to be a platform for the people of Melbourne, the people of Victoria in their diversity, and to be able to express who they are. And I love the kind of diversity of artists and practitioners and community members who come here and share their creativity, their cultures. And I love the diversity of audiences that come here as well. And that is further underpinned by these incredible foundational institutions.
Absolutely. I've always loved the charter. I see it as a bit of a social contract. So it's Fed Square's social contract with the people of Victoria to provide a civic space. The other thing I really love, well, I love lots of things about this space, but I love the catenary lighting over Fed Square's square. Somebody once told me that it's reminiscent of the tram track cableways, or it was inspired by that. And that's something beautiful to see.
It is quite exquisite, and over the last kind of few years, a lighting master plan has finally been kind of rolled out. It's only about it is now finished, and it lights up the buildings and supports the amazing lighting of the catenary over the main square itself, so that the entire exquisite architecture of this place can be illuminated in all sorts of different colours and ways that complement the activity that's happening within it.
I was walking past here the other night and it was lit up and it looked amazing. And I thought, oh, I love Fed Square.